Well, all right. 8:20 the time. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. KPM 860. Miller on the radio along with Ron Callen and Pat Boyle right over there. And on the phone is Clayton Check, the owner of Experience Tequila. We're going to talk a little bit about this. Is it the national drink of Mexico, Clayton?
Oh, it certainly is, Bob. Good morning. And it is the national drink of Mexico. And it's been the national drink of Mexico since about the beginning of the 19th century when the King of Spain granted the first license to make tequila to Jose Cuervo.
So I find something that I did not know here, reading your website here, that's kind of interesting. The blue agave, which it flowers only once in its lifetime. This is what tequila is made from. And it is pollinated by, are you sitting down, bats.
That's right.
Interesting.
That's right. Yeah, it's a fascinating plant, and it's the only thing that real tequila is made from. And yeah, in its natural state, it's pollinated almost exclusively by bats. Although in a cultivated state, they keep the flowers chopped off. They chop off the flowers as soon as they come up to keep all the sugar down in the body, which is going to become tequila. And so they're not pollinated, and they reproduce asexually. They drop off clones when they're about 3 years old.
Yeah. Well, I was reading the other day, or actually Mr. Callen was telling me yesterday on the golf course, that the margarita is the number one drink in America, the number one cocktail.
That's true, and it's been true for at least 15 years, I think.
Could you, real quickly, because we don't have a whole lot of time, but could you explain what, Blanco, Reposado, Añejo, what those are?
Yeah, definitely. The three terms that you mentioned, those are the three basic expressions or ages of tequila. A Blanco tequila is essentially an unaged tequila. It's the pure product, the essence of the agave that comes right off the still.
So is it the cheap stuff?
Well, it's going to be cheaper than the other ages from the same brand,
right?
Because it doesn't spend time in a barrel, so they're not losing as much money on the aging process. But there are high-end Blanco tequilas. I'm personally a Blanco man myself. Blancos make fine, excellent sippers. So it's not to say that all Blancos are bad or cheap. You know, I there's some $70 Blancos I have on my show.
Mm-hmm.
If you take that tequila fresh off the still and you put it into an oak barrel, you leave it in between 2 months and 1 year, it's a reposado, a rested tequila. So it's mildly aged. It picks up some characteristics of the barrel. You start to get notes of spice and vanilla, maybe a little chocolate. If you leave it in that barrel for longer, for between 1 year and 3 years, you have an añejo or an aged tequila. And then you start to really get into deep chocolate, spices, cinnamon, nuts, flavor characteristics like that. And the longer it's in there, the less agave you're going to taste and the more barrel you're going to taste. It's going to become more like a fine scotch or a cognac.
Yeah. Well, and it is, I mean, tequila has become kind of like wines. I mean, there are, people that really specialize in tequilas and they know all about them. You know, there's a restaurant in Cabo San Lucas, and my wife and I go there, once a year at least, and there's a restaurant there that's got one whole wall behind a bar that's nothing but tequila.
Yeah.
How many different kinds and brands of tequila are there?
Well, there's around 1,000 brands of tequila currently on the book. Now, some of those were vanity projects that were a one-off thing that you're not going to find. Several hundred of those are brands you're not going to find outside of Mexico.
Yeah.
I would say in the U.S. there are probably close to 300 or 400 brands of tequila available. That said, we're really limited in Oregon in our selection with the state system that we have. In Oregon, depending on if they're doing special orders, you may find anywhere between 50 to 80 different tequilas on the shelf.
Is there, a lot of people are going to be making margaritas today. They're just going to be doing that. Everybody's got the blender out and the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's Cinco de Mayo. Is there a better kind of tequila to use for a margarita than any other kind?
Well, and this is the, I'm glad you asked, this is the essential thing for me. I think, I'm a tequila snob. I know an awful lot about tequila, but I think people need to know only one thing about tequila, and that's that the bottle needs to say 100% agave. If it's 100% agave, that means that tequila was essentially made with only two ingredients, agave and water. And it's a very clean, pure product, and even the cheap stuff with 100% agave, you are not going to feel it the next day the way you will with what's called a mixed tequila, which doesn't say 100% agave. With a mixed tequila, you're drinking 49% cane sugar. And so that's where that famous tequila hangover comes from.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually all these residual sugars, not from the agave itself, which the body processes really well. So any tequila that you like the taste of in your margarita, as long as it says 100% agave, is the right one for you.
Hey, you were nice enough to talk to us. Tell us about the trips that you take to tequila. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Sure.
As you said, I have a small company called Experience Tequila. Locally in the Portland area, I do tequila education for bars and restaurants. I do tastings about once a month where we taste a lot of fine tequilas, including stuff you cannot find in the United States for my private tastings. And I take people down two different seasons, spring and fall, small groups, less than 10 people, to learn all about the agave. We go out and we harvest some agave. We go into the tasting caves, into the distilleries themselves. We learn all about tequila from the beginning to the end, and you taste some really, really incredible stuff.
That sounds cool. It really does.
It's a great time. I just came back from 2 months of taking groups around. And to be honest, I've been doing this for about 3 years, and I haven't had a dissatisfied customer yet.
All right. And you go to the coast, too, right?
We do, yeah. We on our longer 10-day trips, we take people out to a little fishing village called Barra de Navidad. If people are into fishing, we just went out on a boat, and we caught a couple of tuna that would barely fit on my kitchen table. So there's really good fishing out there. Marlin, sailfish, tuna, mahi-mahi.
Very, very interesting. The website is experiencetequila.com, and if you're interested in this, I really recommend that you go to the website. It's fascinating. There's a lot of stuff on there. Clayton, thank you very much for being on the show today. Interesting
stuff.
Thanks
for having me, Bob.
All right, you bet. Clayton Check, experiencetequila.com. Check it out. If you are going to make that perfect margarita tonight, this might help. 826 KPAM, 860.